Welcome to Satori by Samart. Today's story is a folk tale from Bhutan called Saved by Acho Lala. There lived a girl with her mother. They made their living by growing kamran rice. Kamran rice is a variety of rice that grows on dry land prepared by slashing and burning forest. One day, her mother sent her to guard their crop. She went through the field and drove away birds throughout the day. When she returned home in the evening, she saw her mother climbing a ladder to the attic and asked what she was doing. "I'm going to store grains in the uwa." Uwa is a large round cave container for storing grains. "Why have you come home early? Didn't the birds eat our rice?" the mother asked. "No, I chased them away," she replied. The mother sent her to the field every day to kiptang and chili paste for lunch. Kiptang is a pancake made from buckwheat flour, normally eaten by poor families. She did not complain and worked the whole day, shooing away birds by hurling sticks and stones. Every time she went home in the evening, she noticed her mother climbing closer and closer towards the roof. One evening, she found her on the rooftop. "Mother, what are you doing?" she asked. "Yesterday you're in the attic, today you're on the rooftop." The mother replied she was looking for a guest who would be coming to visit them. The next morning, the girl again went to the field, taking along kiptang and chili paste, and then began to chase the birds as usual. When she returned home that evening, she found her mother flying in the skies above. "Where are you going?" she shouted. "I'm going, you stay there," the mother replied. Her mother was a kandoma, dakni, or demoness. She was running away from the land of krinmo, or demons. The girl didn't know what to do and began to cry, but her mother was unmoved. She felt hungry and looked for food in her kitchen. After eating, she went out and started to play on a swing. She was lost in thought about her mother, a daughter of Krinmo, or demoness, arrived disguised as a beautiful girl and asked her, "What are you doing?" "I'm swinging," she replied. "What do you get by swinging?" the Krinmo asked. "From here, I can see the road trodden by my mother," she answered. The Krinmo became curious and asked if she could play the swing. The girl agreed, and the Krinmo began to swing. "Will you be here tomorrow?" the Krinmo asked. "I'm not going anywhere. This is my home," she replied. After some time, the Krinmo went home, and the girl was alone. The next morning, as she sat on top of an orange tree near the house, the Krinmo returned, carrying a sack this time. She asked, "What are you doing?" "I'm eating oranges planted by my mother," she replied. "Please show me your mother's oranges," the Krinmo requested. "I'll throw you one and you catch it." "Don't throw them. My hands smell foul," the Krinmo said. "Open your sack and I'll throw them." The Krinmo replied that her sack also smelled foul and asked her to pass the orange with her hand. As the girl stretched down her hand holding one orange, the Krinmo caught hold of her hand, pulled her down, put her in the sack, and carried her. After crossing a valley and a mountain, the girl called from inside the sack, "Sister, since we've traveled one valley and one mountain, you must be tired. Let's take a rest." The Krinmo was indeed tired of carrying the girl and took rest. As they were resting, the Krinmo asked her to search for lice in her head. She began to search lice with her left hand, while with right hand, she secretly filled the sack with many small stones. After a while, the tired Krinmo fell asleep, and the girl ran away to her house. The Krinmo got up and continued her journey, carrying her heavy load, not knowing that her captive had run away. As promised, I finally brought some meat today, she said, and straightway emptied her sack into the boiling cauldron her mother had prepared. Not meat, but small stones fell into the water. Her hungry parents and relatives were angry and scolded her for her stupidity. The next morning, the Krinmo's daughter returned to the girl's place and caught her again in the same way from the same orange tree. This time, she did not stop on the way. Tonight, you'll make a big feast for my family, she said to the girl inside the sack. After she reached home, the Krinmo was about to pour the girl alive into the boiling cauldron, when she shouted, Wait, I'm only a little girl. This is not the right time to eat me. I'm too small for the whole family. Let me grow bigger first, and then you can eat me. The mother Krinmo agreed that she was too small and spared her for only one night. The next morning, the other demons went to hunt, while the demon's daughter stayed behind to guard her. The clever girl converted the ropes hanging above the boiling cauldron into a swing and began to play. These ropes were first meant to hang and then drop her headlong into the boiling cauldron. She began to play and sing. As I look from here, I can see the road of my father and mother. Her voice was so sweet, melodious, and sad that the Krinmo grew curious and asked her to get down from the swing so that she could also see the road of her father and mother. But you can't see the road in your dress. You have to wear my clothes, she replied. The Krinmo was convinced that the reason why she could not see the roads of the poor girl's mother from the swing in her house earlier was because of the dress. And she exchanged clothes with the girls. While the Krinmo was swinging, the girl cut the rope, and down the Krinmo fell into the boiling cauldron. That evening, the mother Krinmo arrived first and asked whether she had boiled the girl. It is ready, mother, she replied. Are the salt and butter about okay? Yes, nothing can be more delicious, she said. The mother Krinmo asked her to call the older brother, Nengar, for dinner. Nengar, she shouted, are you my real sister? Nengar became suspicious. Look at my dress, she replied. She again slipped over a pat of cow dung while calling the younger brother. The younger brother also asked if she was his real sister. But as the family was enjoying the meat, they all agreed that it was the most delicious meat that they'd ever tasted. In the meanwhile, the mother Krinmo sent the girl to pound paddy. She pounded 3 times, spit inside a chum 3 times, and began running as her spit miraculously began to pound paddy in her place. Chum is a large round mortar made of wood block used for pounding paddy into rice with a human length wooden staff. It was not until the demons began eating the legs and hand that they discovered they were eating one of themselves. All of them went out in search of the girl. She was nowhere in sight. They followed her footsteps and found her climbing a cypress tree. Seeing one of the Krinmo climbing the cypress after her, she requested the tree to grow taller. The cypress agreed and became taller. As the Krinmo climbed nearer and nearer, the girl saw the moon and called, Acholala, please throw me down the iron chain, not the woolen rope. Acholala is the children's name for the moon. Acholala replied, wait, I'm getting up. She sang the same request, and the moon replied, now I'm washing my face. The Krinmo was very close to her feet, but she continued to sing to the moon. Acholala replied, now I'm preparing breakfast. Then he said, now I'm eating breakfast. And now I'm taking my ox for grazing. And now I'm giving water to the ox. As the girl reached the top of the tree, the Krinmo was only a finger length away from her feet. At last, Ajolala threw her down a long iron chain. She got the chain and climbed towards the moon. The crinkle's claw caught hold of her feet and ripped off a lump of flesh. After the girl had climbed on the moon, the crinkle imitated her. Ajolala, send the woolen rope, not the iron chain. As it did with the girl, Ajolala replied he was getting up, he was washing his face, until at last the woolen rope was thrown down. The crinkle caught hold of the woolen rope and began climbing towards the moon. When she was halfway in the sky, the woolen rope snapped and she fell, reducing her flesh into liquid and crushing her bones into powder. Today, a curve on the bottom of our feet is the mark of the crinkle's claws that ripped a lump of flesh from the girl's feet a long time ago.